Hello, everyone. You're listening to Carron Primary School's newest radio podcast,
The Junior Lions, with me, Ned.
And Jack. That's me, by the way. And we have our two very special guests here. Usually we'll only have one, but today, on our first episode, we have two. So we have
Lewis
and Wes.
We're twins.
Yep. Like
twins.
Twins.
We play in under nines. Twins. Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to tell us how your under nines game went?
Yeah, I think it was pretty good, I guess. But the other team got roughly eight. Well, we don't score, but roughly they probably got eight.
And roughly.
I know that we got 26.
Okay, so
even though we don't score,
the other team was a pretty good team.
Yeah, good team. Well, sometimes good teams lose, as Ned and I know. We're sort of one of those teams.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys had most of us were playing on Mother's Day, but you guys played
we had a twilight game.
So that was
a
good game.
It's 6:30 on Friday.
Yep.
Ended at 7?
A lot of our team came to watch.
Jack and I were watching.
Watching from the back of a ute, but that's a bit irrelevant, so we'll get on to our one.
That's a bit odd.
Okay. We played for the Carron Paterson Lakes Maroon under 11s team.
Probably one of our best games, losing by a few goals.
Yeah, we played a good game, just lost. The scores were 19 to 79, sadly, very sadly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just a few goals.
Still played well, yeah, nonetheless. Okay, now, that was on Mother's Day, and I know afterwards we had the Mother's Day lunch, which was a nice event. Some mothers could come down and have lunch.
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Okay, now next we have the Carron Paterson Lakes Blues under 11s team.
Who were they playing against?
I got the score wrong before on our one. It was 40 to 79.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Okay, so they were playing against Devon Meadows and we were playing against Chelsea. Carron got 63 and Devon Meadows got 10, so they won.
Oh.
Good on them.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have our, I think they're the blue team under 14.
That'd be right.
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
They lost 29 to 89 to Seaford Yellow. And we have our under 15 girls. Now, you, Ned, Wes and Lewis, you're all family.
Yeah.
Brothers.
Yep.
And your sister played in this team.
Oh, yeah.
It was 29. They were 29.
Yep.
And the Kooringal Bulls were 37. So they lost by a little
Another
bit.
Another loss.
They played a good game, though.
Sadly.
Good game. Yeah, so we have the under-13s, sorry. Now, this was a bit of a thrashing, not in our favour. This is 13 Blues, so they only got two points. And the other team got 62, so that's a...
Lions aren't going that well.
No,
I don't think so.
Couple of losses,
actually.
Start of the season.
We've gone a bit to sleep.
A bit
probably.
To sleep. I like that term. All right, now...
Like they go to bed. See ya.
Okay, anyway, so we have the under-12s girls. Mount Eliza kicked 60, and they kicked... Nothing.
Mount Eliza's a very good team, I hear.
Yeah, they are.
Very good.
Under 12 legs. So. And then we've got our last result here. It is the under 16s, Carron Paterson Lakes. They're just under 16s. Okay, no blue or maroon. And it was 59 to 119 in Lang Warren, who they're under 16s
favour. Another good team.
Yep. Okay, so we love our footy here at the... Yep. Well, we made a show
Definitely.
About footy, so
yeah.
we
yeah.
love our footy. Next week we're going to have another relation to us, and that will
probably
be...
Probably a really good game, I bet.
Yep, you'll play next
we've
game.
We've got to thrash this
From
game, Jack.
We're going to have another guest next week.
Jack and I are aiming for winning after our fourth loss.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to do well next week. Anyway, that's just about it.
Probably.
Keep playing footy. We love it. See you, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend.